First of all, let me say that I've had a long association with Donegal Airport all my political life and saw it progress through the various stages, and I've supported them. I took the opportunity after Minister Lawless, who's responsibility for the airports, when he was in Donegal at the McGill Summer School, I invited him to visit Carrickfinn. He did so, met with the management, saw the infrastructures that's there, and was very impressed and stated that he would give every possible support to Donegal Regional. And it was fortuitous that I took him there at that time, because only recently the story broke about the reduction in numbers in and out of Dublin. And of course it was assumed, and Conor McCarthy of Emirates Airlines did say that Donegal would suffer from the reduction of 5%. I immediately contacted Minister Lawless, made the case for Donegal, and I said it was so ridiculous that it would mean a reduction of 1.25 per flight. That's five every four flights. And I said it was like putting a spoon of water into the Atlantic. It would make absolutely no difference. So I was pleased to receive a telephone call from him this evening to say that Donegal as PSO regional would be exempt from this. So we're very pleased, and so are all of the groups who were extremely concerned about the future of the airport. He met this afternoon with Conor McCarthy of Emerald Airlines, and he conveyed this decision to him that Donegal would not be affected.
And now the PSO flights are extremely important here, especially for people who rely on them to access their cancer treatment, and as well for children who use the service to get treatment if they have long-term illnesses.
Yeah, of course the airport is used by business people, by students who are travelling to college in Dublin at the beginning and end of each week, by, of course, the cancer patients, and Mary Coyle and her team are providing an invaluable service for those people and subsidising the flights for them, and of course tourists, business people, and indeed there are a number of industries in West Donegal that might not be here if not for the convenience of their executives flying in and out of Donegal. So last year, of course, there were 38,000 passengers, and to date there are 38,000 passengers, so we're hoping that it'll be up to 40,000 this year. Extremely important to the area, and despite the A5N2, that will make very little difference in the driving time from West Donegal to Dublin. So even then, it will not be affected. And should I also say that there are over 100 PSOs in various parts of Europe.